Hello, everybody, and welcome to Grim Scenarios. I'm your host, Milk. Of course, your other host, Emma. How's it going, Emma?
Pretty solid. What are you thinking about this week, Milk?
This week, I've been thinking a lot about that game you and I played together, actually. We played a couple of games this week, and we played a pretty fun game where we were on the evil team together, and I was the spy, and we did a lot of very silly stuff with math numbers in that game. We faked a lot of really interesting things using math numbers, so that was quite a lot of fun. Do you have any good games this week?
Yeah, that was a pretty interesting text game. I was very tense, which is always nice, though. Tense and text games can be a little... text games last a long time, so the tenseness of some sections can get a little overbearing. Especially when you're the evil team, like we were, and your back is against the wall.
And you're just waiting to see if you lost.
basically. We had some silly games on the TPA Sunday stream this week. They were fun, I thought.
Those were good.
And, part of the reason they were fun is, of course, that TPI is continuing releasing new characters. And they've recently released the Ogre.
Segway!
the Ogre is an outsider. On your first night, choose a player, not yourself. You become their alignment, you don't know which, even if drunk or poisoned. Now, if you watch the NRB release video, the Ogre, you'll notice that its ability is actually pretty substantially different than it was in the NRB release. In the couple of months since they shot that, TPI made a major change to the character to make it somewhat weaker. The Ogre used to be, on your first night, choose a neighbor, you were their alignment, even if drunk, poisoned, or dead, so you could be, and you still didn't know which, but it was so, like, if you're... You're just constantly checking your neighbor's alignment the entire game, and if they got turned alignments, you got turned alignments. which is...
something.
Yeah, no, that's colloquially sometimes called the Friendly Neighborhood Ogre. I sort of wish the Friendly Neighborhood Ogre had made it out for public use. I understand why they nerfed it, but I'm a little sad that we have... not Friendly Neighborhood Ogre.
Yeah, we I think we like Ogre, though. I think Ogre is really interesting.
I really like Ogre, but I think Friendly Neighborhood Ogre, well, maybe a little problematic with characters like that, other alignment-changing characters on a script.
Yeah, I do think that's probably something that people are going to have to be careful about when they're doing some script building with the Ogre, is probably not going to fit with Mez, probably not going to fit great with Goon. Sort of has the same... cult leader. Fangu, I think. I'm not sure. I think it's very good with Fangu either, so.
Yeah. Anyway. So the Ogre is a character that doesn't know its alignment. That's, I think, the first Blood of the Clock Tower character that doesn't know its alignment. Like, not in the sense, like, Lunatic and Marionette obviously don't know their alignment and that they're being lied to by the game mechanics about what their alignment is.
Yeah.
But they think they know their alignment. The Ogre is fully aware they do not know which team they're on.
Yep.
They just have a buddy.
You got a buddy! You got a friend in me.
Yeah.
That was a pretty fun element of the game you and I played with Ogre, where you were the Ogre, you suddenly became aware of the alignment of your buddy.
Oh, I knew the alignment of my buddy because I went up and told them, "You're my best friend forever." And they said, "Great, I'm the poisoner." And I was like, "Sweet, I believe you." So it wasn't so much as like I was trying to... not so much that I didn't know my alignment. One of the problems was I was bluffing that someone else was my best friend who I had chosen. But they turned out also to be evil. They were the demon. So trying to bluff that I had picked them and voting with them instead of my actual friend didn't end up being much of a difference in the end.
I had a buddy too. I had an ogre come up to me and say, "Hey, I'm on your team." When I was evil, and I was like, "You know what? Let's just go for it." And I just gave him everything, which probably isn't strategically intelligent, but what the heck, right? Sometimes you just take a big swing and see what happens. So that worked out well for us. The ogre got hidden, and ultimately, it helped us win the game. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun things going on with Ogre. I think it's going to be an interesting role, and probably one we should talk a little bit about here on the podcast, which is what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, so we're going to, as we normally do with these new characters, we're going to work a little bit our way through the release script, because that's the one that's preloaded in the app to teach you how to Ogre.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do a scenario where there's a scenario where there's an ogre,
mm-hmm.
and then a scenario where there's an evil team. I think you'll suspect that the ogre scenario is normally filling in our good slot, but because of the nature of the ogre, I guess it's filling in our Schrodinger's alignment slot this week.
Yep. It is an alignment, and we're not going to be sure which one it is, which is great. One other thing I wanted to mention about the ogre is I was working on an ogre script this week. And like this script, I was thinking about putting Summoner on. But Summoner, interestingly, reduces the starting number of evil players on the Grim. Mm. And makes it a lower likelihood that the Ogre will hit an evil player. So I think that's kind of an interesting, component for this. Marionette on this script also means that the ogre might pick someone and say, "Hey, I'm on your team." And they'll say, "Oh, great, you're good." So I think there's some funny little kind of interactions here like that.
The summoner not only is reduced the number, the summoner, so in the sense it makes ogre less of an outsider, and then reduces the number of starting evils that the ogre might hit. But on the other hand, it also creates the possibility that the ogre and their best friend won't be on the same team because the summoner can take the ogre's best friend and turn them evil.
That's right. So the ogre can check someone and then that player can become evil afterwards, which is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And without the problem of having an extra evil in the game as well, right? In the sense of goon or something.
Alignment.
Yeah. I think that's pretty interesting. So shall we go out to the Grim and see how we do?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Emma. You're the ogre in seat 3.
The ogre in seat 3? What a shocking surprise.
Amazing. We're going to do an ogre scenario. And, of course, you know, there's not a whole lot to the ogre's ability in terms of knowing, you know, a strategy in terms of picking. On your first night, choose a player, not yourself. You become their alignment. You don't know which, even if drunk or poisoned. It's pretty straightforward. So, on our magical Grim of non-people, who would you like to select, Emma?
I thought probably it's more interesting if you tell me who I've picked in this scenario, since these are all non-imaginary non-people.
Oh, you want me to tell you who you've picked? I love that.
Because I think that creates a more interesting way for us to work it through. You can pick someone.
That sounds great. In that case, Emma, I'm going to say that you've picked the player in seat 8.
Sweet. Okay.
All right. So you've picked the player in seat 8. Now, as the ogre, how do you go about, let's just kind of really quickly kind of, like, do you just go straight up to somebody and say, "Hey, I'm your buddy"? Are there other ways of approaching it? What are some thoughts on that?
I mean, I would probably say in most situations, you should tell your buddy you've picked them. You can obviously play how you want to, but you want your buddy's team to win, so you, like, want them to know that you two are aligned.
Mm-hmm.
They might not trust you, particularly if they're evil. They may hold you at arm's length. The ogre has a bit of that sort of classic traveler problem where some games can become unfun when you out to a traveler who's doing something that, like, sort of the traveler encourages, which is demon fishing, because the traveler learns the demon, so they can just go up to people and say, "Hey, the storyteller told me you were the demon, because I'm evil, what's up?" And those games can be sort of unfun. So, I probably wouldn't ogre bait people for real, though it's a valid strategy, I suppose. Just recognize it's a strategy that might get you a bit of a reputation as a dick.
It's less bad in some ways than the Traveler one, because it's not specifically the demon, right? Like, you might catfish a minion and then it's kind of okay. But it can be pretty, like, you know.
So, like, but I would generally tell the person I've picked that I've picked them.
Yeah, I think that's I think it's generally a good place.
I probably wouldn't tell many other people, though you could if you want to. You don't want... If you happen to be an evil ogre, you don't want, like, the whole house of cards coming down, because everyone knows you picked a player who they've solved as evil, and then other shenanigans can become afoot.
Or worse, you're the ogre, you picked an evil player, you tell everyone who you picked, you turn evil the next night, and the empath gets a one on you when they had a zero the night before, and and now your whole evil team is dead, so...
Yeah, you want to probably be careful about telling people who you picked, but you do probably want to tell the person you picked, and they can make their own judgment call if they're evil about how much they want to trust you, and how much they want to keep you in the dark if they're evil. If they're good, most likely they'll be pretty honest with you, if they believe you're the ogre. If they're evil, maybe a little less honest, but either way, it doesn't really matter to you as the ogre that much, whether they're good or evil. Your care is not really... what team they're on, it's that they win.
Right. As long as you support them, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. So, like, you don't really need to know their alignment. You mostly just want to support them. And that can be anything from, you know, selling the information they're getting, or bluffing, or lying about.
There's also some voting trickiness, right? Because you might want to go ahead and try to follow their voting to some extent and buttle for them to some extent in terms of trying to make sure you're not voting on other evil players, if you know, or other players that might be on their evil team if they are evil.
Yeah, no. You probably want to be watching their voting pretty closely and not voting on people who it seems like they want to protect.
All right, well... I'm just going to go ahead and put a little custom note on seat 8 here and say Emma's buddy.
Sounds good to me.
All right, well let's start the game, and you can go ahead and have a chat with seat 8 if you like, and we'll get this buddy time started. Hello, Artemis.
Yeah, she's upset. She doesn't like it that I have other friends.
All right, well, hello Emma. I am seat 8. What's going on?
Substitute, I am the ogre, and I did pick you to be my best friend forever.
We're best friends forever? Well, great, I'm going to trust you implicitly. That's super good.
So if you're trusting me implicitly, you're going to tell me the truth about what you are,
absolutely,
right?
Emma. I am the fortune teller.
Ooh, fun.
I am the fortune teller, and I checked seat 11 and seat 5, and I got a yes on them.
Well, that sounds perfect. We've solved this game already, CD. We'll just kill them off, and we'll win the game.
Best friends forever, Emma. I'm very excited to be on your team.
Artie, stop it, baby. Aww. Come here.
Poor Artemis.
I realized I muted myself on the app, but I was still recording on Audacity, so, like,
it'll
be
work
shouting
out
to Artemis to calm down is still recorded.
It's fine. It's fine. We're going to let everybody hear that. Or maybe I'll cut that part. Anyway, the important part is C-Date says, all right, buddy, I'm going to go talk to some other people. I'll come back and let you know all of my information. I'm a super helpful person.
Okay, cool.
Bye. All right, Emma, why don't we have a chat with seat 11?
Okay, we can talk to seat 11.
Hi, Emma. How's it going?
How's it going, seat 11?
I'm doing great. There's no reason to hide my information. I'm a chef. I got a one.
Oh, fun. A one? Mm-hmm. I am, of course, the recluse, so we could kill my neighbors.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do that. Chef one, kill neighbors. Seems like it makes a lot of sense.
All right, great. Thank you.
All right, bye. All right, Emma, how about another one? You want to pick one?
Sure, we can talk to seat 5, too.
All right, let's talk to seat 5. Oh, hi, Emma, how's it going?
How's it going, Seat 5?
I'm doing great. You know, I've got starting information. I've got information from the start of the game. I'm the noble. And I've got kings on seat 12, seat 4, and seat 10.
Dang. Well, seat 4 is probably the evil one because I'm the recluse.
Oh, that makes sense. Have you heard of a chef number? That would help a lot.
Maybe, but they're probably just my marionette.
Oh, okay. Well, that also works out for me. Yeah, we can kill seat 4. I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
All right, see you. Bye. Well, this is great. We've had 3 conversations. They've gone really fast. Emma, I'm going to have some nominations now. Would you like to make any nominations?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. Well, seat 8 nominates seat 11 and says, all right, well, I've got some information. I heard of a ping on seat 11, and I think we should probably get him. And seat 11 says, I'm just the chef. I've got a 1. I'm okay to kill. Might be useful, you know, might be useful if there's a cannibal, but, you know, not that great. Maybe kill somebody else. Let's say seat 12 votes. Seat 1 votes, seat 2 votes. Would you like to vote, Emma?
No, I'll not vote on this.
All right. Seat 4 doesn't vote. Seat 5 doesn't vote. Seat 6 doesn't vote. Seat 7 doesn't vote. Seat 8 votes. Seat 9 votes. And seat 10 doesn't vote. So it doesn't go through. Seat 11 is safe for today. Now seat 10 is going to nominate seat 6. Seat 10 says, I got really evil vibes off of seat 6. I think they're probably on the evil team, and I would like to kill them, please. Seat 6 says, this is probably an okay kill. I'm not on the evil team, but I don't mind dying here. Seat 7 votes. Seat 8 votes. Seat 9 does not vote. Seat 10 votes. Seat 11 does not vote. Seat 12 votes. Seat 1 votes. Seat 2 doesn't vote. Would you like to vote?
Yeah, sure, I'll vote.
Emma votes. Seat 4 votes.
Tired, apparently.
I think that makes it 6. I don't know. Anyway, it's enough. And seat 6 is going to get executed. There's not going to be any other nominations today. So seat 6 is going to get executed and die. Oops, I clicked on the wrong thing.
Okey dokey.
Sleep. And the following morning, you wake up, and seat 10 has died in the night.
Wow, what a convenient kill of a person in the noble things. Woohoo! Mm-hmm.
All right, Emma, what do you got?
Well, I don't know.
Was there anybody you'd like to talk to? You want to go back talk to seat 8 again, or...?
Well, we can talk to them later. We don't want to rush off to them every day immediately. People might think that's weird.
I agree.
We can talk to seat 1.
Seat 1, all right. Hello, Emma. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I am the Shugenja, and I have anti-clockwise.
Interesting. Sorry about the yawn. I just found that interesting, so I yawned. Mm-hmm. Funnily enough, I've heard lots of reasons to believe one or two of your neighbors in that direction might be evil.
Is that so? Mm-hmm. I'm willing to believe that. Maybe we should go after seat 12 or seat 11. I think
one of those would be a very reasonable kill.
Those are good options. All right, cool. Yeah, it sounds good to me. All right, see ya. How about another one, Emma?
Let's talk to seat 12.
Ah. Oh, hi, Emma. What's going on?
Not much, just doing my recluse stuff.
Oh, recluse stuff. Okay, cool. Well, I'm the king. I told some people yesterday, you know, yeah, just doing king stuff. Obviously, we're not close enough for me to get any information yet. So, yeah, just the king.
Now, are you the demon bluffing king?
Nope, just a normal king. No demon here.
You can tell me if you're the demon. I won't. I'll keep it secret.
Yes, but I'm not the demon.
Okay.
and I don't have any information. Do you have information?
Well, you're in a noble pingovert.
Ooh, that's interesting. I would not necessarily expect that. Usually king is more like a demon bluff, so.
A Shigenja's pointing at you.
A Shigenja's pointing at me? Well, it must be my neighbor. Must be seat 11. We should probably kill seat 11.
Could be seat 10, could be seat 1, could be seat 2. Could be seat 9. Could be me. It's not me, but it could be me. We could all be pointing at you.
Sounds good. I guess, I mean, I'm just the king. Like, if there's a choir boy, it would be sad to kill me, but, you know.
That's true. All right. We can let you be.
All right, sounds good. See ya.
I'm apparently tired.
Yeah, well, you watched that whole basketball game.
Yes, that is a very tiring experience.
I agree, yes. All right, one more. You got one more? You got one more in you?
Sure, let's talk to seat 2.
Seat 2. Oh, hi, Emma, what's up?
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just hanging out, really. I don't really have any information. I don't do a whole lot, so.
Ooh, what sort of not are you doing?
Just being invincible, basically. Just being here, not dying.
Being invincible?
Yeah, I'm just in unkillable. The evil team cannot hurt me. I'm the best.
So you're the soldier.
I am the soldier.
Okay.
Yep, I'm a pretty great soldier. I don't die.
I'm just gonna mark them as the choir boy.
That seems fine. All right.
I'm the recluse. So you might be the marionette.
Oh, that would be unfortunate. I don't really want to be a marionette choir boy. I mean, soldier. Whatever it is. I'll keep that in mind if any evil players come up and tell me I'm the marionette. But nobody has yet, so.
Okay, good to know.
Bye. All right, that sounds pretty good. Let's go back to Town Square. And seat 4 is going to say, I'm going to nominate seat 7. Seat 4 says, seat 7, I talked to seat 7 today, and I don't trust the information that they've given me. I think they're probably evil. I've heard a town crier got a yes on information that seat 7 voted on.
Ooh, a town crier? Got on something they voted on?
Yeah. That's right. Seat 7 didn't nominate. Sorry, I'm not great with Town Crier. I guess, anyway, they're bad. Seat 7's bad. Seat 7 says, I don't think I even need to respond to this. I'm good. And that's clearly some sort of evil play or more likely harpy madness. I heard that somebody was harpy mad yesterday. And seat 4 says, no, I'm not harpy mad. I'm just good. Just forgot how Town Crier works. That's all. And seat 10 says, yeah, I was harpy mad yesterday. There is a harpy in the game. So, this could definitely be harpy madness. Seat 4 says, no, I really think seat 7 is evil. So anyway, we're going to run this nomination now because too many people are talking. Seat 8 doesn't vote. Seat 9 doesn't vote. Seat 10 doesn't vote. Seat 11 doesn't vote. Seat 12 doesn't vote. It comes all the way around to you. Nobody votes on this. Everybody seems convinced that it's harpy madness. So that's that. Seat 7 nominates seat 8. Seat 7 says, I have heard of evil information. You know what? In fact, I'm just going to out it. I'm the empath. I have a 1 on my neighbors. I still have a 1. Seat 6 died yesterday, so I think seat 8 is just evil. So let's kill seat 8. Seat 8 says, if you have a 1 on me, I'm probably not the demon. I guess I could be a minion, but I do have a pretty reasonably powerful townsfolk role, so I would rather not die.
I wish I had voted on seat 7, this big meanie.
Seat 8, so votes on seat 8. Seat 9, that was not intentional. Oh my god, seat 9 died. No, seat 9's not dead. Seat 9 votes. Seat 11 votes. Seat 12 doesn't vote. Seat 1 doesn't vote. Seat 2 doesn't vote. Do you vote?
Absolutely not. This big meanie's trying to kill my best friend.
That's right.
I should have voted on them.
Seat 4 doesn't vote, and seat 5 votes. So that's not enough. Oh, and seat 7 votes, but it's still not enough. Seat 8 safe for today.
I nominate seat 5.
All right. Emma nominates seat 5. Emma, why?
I've heard seat 5 isn't a fortune teller, yes. And I think they're a little suspicious.
Seat 5 says, I don't think I would be a red herring, so I don't really necessarily trust that. I'm in a fortune teller, yes. I am going to say that I am okay to die here. I am probably good cannibal food if there's a cannibal. Seat 7 votes on this. Seat 8 votes on this. Seat 9 does not vote. Seat 11 does not vote. 12 does vote on this. Seat 1 does not vote. Seat 2 votes on this. Would you like to vote on this, Emma?
Absolutely.
All right. Seat 4 doesn't vote, and that's enough to put seat 5 on the block. Seat 5 is executed and dies, and everybody goes to sleep.
Clearly the evil team. The chef one was just seat 6 and seat 5. Empath just blowing through that, they're going to get 0 on best friend tonight.
Yeah, that sounds probably right. All right, yeah. In the morning, you wake up and seat 11 is dead. So, Emma, this is going to be the last day of this that we're going to play, and at the end of this day, I'm going to ask you to tell me which team you're on.
I thought that might be the game.
Mm-hmm. So, we're going to go ahead and give you 3 more conversations. And then you'll have to figure it out.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to seat 4.
All right. You go ahead and talk to seat 4. Seat 4 says, "Hey, Emma. How's it going?"
Good. Good. How are you?
I'm okay. So I actually am the town crier. I got a yes yesterday. I got a yes on night 2, and I believe that seat 10 nominated, and seat 10 is dead now. And I believe seat 8 nominated. No, seat 8 didn't nominate. Someone nominated seat 11, and I don't remember who it was.
Oh, it was seat 8, but I'm not going to tell this town crier this. They should have taken no notes if they wanted to present incriminating evidence against my best friend.
And then yesterday, I nominated, and then seat 5 nominated, and I got a no. So,
and I nominated.
Oh, and you nominated, but I still got a no. So.
So. All right, let's talk to seat 9.
All right, let me put Town Crier on this token. I forgot to do that here. Town Crier. All right, seat 9. Hi, Emma, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
I've told a couple people this. I'm the recluse. Apparently, a fortune teller pinged me as a potential demon candidate, but of course. That's how that goes when you're a fortune teller and you hit a recluse.
How fun! I'm also the recluse.
You're the recluse. No, I'm the recluse, Emma. Why are you double claiming me?
I'm the real recluse.
Emma, are you a lying liar?
No, I'm the real recluse. Real recluse with 2 R's.
I don't believe you.
All right. Well, you're a liar, so no reason for me to believe you. You lying recluse.
All right. I suppose we'll have to settle this in the town square, Emma.
Well, I should talk to Seat 8 again first. You said I'd have 3 more conversations. Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay, so you chat with Seat 8.
Yeah.
Hey, Emma, I'll tell you the rest of my information. So on night 2, I got a yes on seat 9,
mm-hmm,
and seat 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just put this in for our viewers. And then last night I got a no on seat 1 and seat 2.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All makes sense. Well, best friend, I trust you.
Okay, yeah, I trust you too. I think everything's going pretty well. I'm not sure what's going on with this empath claim. We should probably kill them.
Yeah. There's definitely not a mountain of incriminating evidence against you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that sounds right. All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, Emma, and I'll just give you a couple more pieces of information that would come out in the town square that day. The player in seat 6 claims to be the Shugenja. The player in seat 6 is the Shugenja who got a clockwise.
What is seat 1, then?
See, one says that they are the cannibal. In fact, the cannibal, not the Shugenja. And last night, they got noble pings, and they got noble pings on seat 7, seat 9, and on seat 4. Oops, I forgot that's the canon noble ping. I need to put it in different.
Okay. Well, I'm evil. I'm pretty sure about this.
Yeah, and why do you think you're evil, Emma?
Well, there's an empath, one of my best friend, a town crier, yes, and my best friend, and a Shugenja pointing at my best friend. They're sat next to a recluse. Just lots of evidence piling up that they're probably the marionette.
Your best friend is probably the marionette. Yeah, that sounds pretty right. I think you're definitely evil. Can you tell me where you think the demon might be?
Luckily, I don't think it's my best friend. I think they're the marionette, fortunately.
I'm going to tell you that that's accurate. The demon yeah. is not the seat 8. Seat 8 is your best friend. Can you tell me which players are good at this point?
7 and 4 are good. 6 is good. I think we've only executed good players. I think the other evils are probably either the King Choir Boy pair or the Recluse, and I guess it has to be the Choir Boy.
Yeah.
No, it can be the King, because the Choir Boy could be drunk.
Yeah, it's the King Choir Boy pair.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Which are the Harpy in seat 12 and the No Dashy seated next to you in seat 2. Poisoning the town crier through you, and poisoning the cannibal, who unfortunately ate a Shugenja, so would have gotten arbitrary information, but then gave a noble ping on just good players.
Yeah, but the town crier did get accurate information on best friend, which is a bit of a shame.
Yeah, they did, but it points away from the demon, right? So that's like...
That's fair.
And there's a lot of information that suggests best friend is evil.
Best friend, how could you?
Best friend, how could you? Anyway, so that's a little taste of Ogre and how you might need to solve out your own best friend's alignment for them.
Yeah.
Do you want to do potion shop, or you just start here?
Yeah, we can just start here.
Yeah, good enough.
Milk. I'm gonna tell you that you drew the summoner token out of a bag. What a lucky you.
Woo! Let's go, summoner. Another summoner shot. I love summoner.
Your bluffs are noble oracle and mathematician. And seat 5 is your fellow minion.
Seat 5 is the other minion. Let's make them, we'll make them a harpy for now. All right, Emma. Seat 5's my other minion. Anything else I need to know?
No, what else would a summoner learn?
Yeah, that's right. I wouldn't learn King because I'm not the demon. Exciting. Okay, cool. Well, let's get started and talk to seat 3. Let's just start talking to my neighbors.
Okay. Seat 3 goes, "Hey, Milk. How's it going?"
"It's going great, seat 3. How are you?"
You know. Just swinging my club around.
Oh, you're the ogre.
I am the ogre.
That's great. Me too.
No, you're not. Would you like to try again, Milk? I didn't pick you, so I'll have no qualms about killing you if you try to claim my club.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm the mathematician.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
My club is sated for now, but... You start being mean to my best friend, I will club you to death.
Well, look, tell me who your best friend is, and I will not be mean to them.
I will not do such a thing.
But why not?
What if you're evil and you want to kill them, Milk?
That's a good point. Well, since I'm the first person you're talking to, you better go find out if they're evil. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Sure, we'll put them down as an ogre claim. They might be an ogre. Let's go talk to seat 4. We'll just do this in a logical progression.
All right, Milk said, you go talk to Seat 4. Seat 4 goes, hey, what's up, Milk?
Hey, Seat 4, what's going on? Are you also an ogre?
No.
No, good, you're a normal role.
Yeah, I'm just a normal townsfolk role.
Oh, me too. Would you like to share which role you are?
I thought you just claimed ogre to me, Milk. Can you get your story straight?
No. There's somebody else who claimed ogre to me. I just thought it was funny. You know, with this ogre, people seem to like to claim it a lot.
Well, I am, of course, the soldier.
Oh, the soldier.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm the mathematician. I've got good news for you, I guess. It's a zero.
It's a zero?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why would you give a zero there?
Why would I give a zero here?
So, I think it's an interesting point of why you probably want to buff zero here, so I'm curious why you chose it.
Yeah, so there's a couple of reasons why I want to give zero. The first is there's no demon in play. Town is likely to discover that there's no demon in play because we don't really have anything on the script that can cover for that. So there's going to be no death on night two.
Technically, the harpy can kill, but you're probably right.
Yeah, the harpy can kill, but it's town can track that. It's very easy to track. So if I claim a math number greater than zero, the only thing that it could really be triggering off of is a recluse if there's no demon in play, because all of the poisoning and misinformation is on demons in this script.
So really you need basically either a fortune teller or an empath to hit a recluse. Maybe it's a Genja. You know Noble's a bluff.
Yeah. So there's just not that many things that could trigger a math number greater than zero on night one if it's a summoner game. And since it's likely that town's going to figure out that it's a summoner pretty quickly, I need information that sounds plausible so that I'm not an early kill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
as I was thinking,
bluffing mathematician means that I can actually say, look, I'm useful to this town once a demon comes into play because I'm going to be able to tell you pretty quickly if it's a Pukka or a Nodashi that's come into play as opposed to a Little Monster or a Vigor Mortis. So I think I've given myself some nice space with mathematician as a bluff here. It's actually a really good bluff. Like, mathematician here is a very, very strong bluff. Okay, let's. We can go ahead and continue on our logical progression and go talk to Seat 9.
Okay. Wait a minute. That's not the logical progression.
Yeah. Hello, Seat 9. What's going on? What do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about logic, Milk.
I'd love to talk
about it. I noticed you went off and talked to Seat 3 and then Seat 4. It looked like you were creating a pattern, and yet here you are, talking to me.
That's right.
I'm not Seat 5.
You're not Seat 5. I am an agent of chaos, Seat 9, and I have chosen you for my chaotic, number-changing shenanigans.
All right. I'm just the recluse.
Ah, I see. The recluse. Well, that's useful to know. I'll let you know that I'm the mathematician, and that my number suggests that you probably didn't mess up anybody's info.
Okie dokie.
So that's really solid to know. So with that said, I am going to change the marker on Seat 5 to Baron, because I think probably there's a likelihood that it's a Baron instead, since I've heard of two outsiders now.
Interesting.
Also, in a summoner game, like, having a Baron in play is quite good because it does reduce the likelihood that the good team is going to just have enough information to kind of root out the summoner very quickly. So anyway, that's my three, I guess, unless you want to give me some more time.
Nah, that's going to be enough. You get back, Seat 1 nominates Seat 12 and says, I'm a Shigenja counterclockwise. So let's kill C12. Probably evil, right?
Love this plan.
Do you want to vote on this, Milk?
Absolutely.
C12 says, if this is a real Shianja clan. We should look to mine to seat 11 or seat 10. I'm just good here. Alright, so you vote on it. I'll say seat 4 votes on it, seat 5 votes on it, seat 7 votes on it, seat 9 votes on it, seat 10 votes on it. That sounds like 6 in my head.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Alright, so we're going to say they're on the block. Do you want to make any nominations?
Me? No, I'm not going to nominate anybody. I don't have any information yet to justify making a nomination.
Seat 8 nominates seat 6 and goes, I talked to seat 12 today. They read pretty socially good to me. I think, I think I just trust them. Seat 6 seemed like something that it's probably a good idea to get rid of, particularly... Really, this might be a summoner game, in which case this is probably the best time to get rid of them, when there's the least amount of evils for them to pick. Seat 6 says, yeah, happy to die if you want me to die. I'm just the klutz. Seat 8 votes. Seat 9 votes. Seat 11 votes. Seat 12 votes. Do you want to vote?
Yeah, I'll throw a vote on this. That's fine.
Alright, you're the 5th vote. Seat 3 votes. So that's a tie, and we'll say seat 6 votes to break the tie and put themselves on the block.
Yeah. This isn't generally going to be good for the evil team, currently, but, I don't think a klutz win is that important. Keeping the klutz in play isn't that important right now for me, and, you know, if it confirms a good player, that might be something I can use in making my summoner choice in a day or two, so...
Do you have any interest in nominating her?
Nah, again, I'll just let it ride. I did mark seat 8 as the ogre, though, and mark that seat 8 was defending seat 12. It's possible that seat 3 is lying. Mm-hmm. Anyway, no, I'm good. I'm good to let this go through.
All right, seat 6 is going to be executed then, and they're going to pick seat... 12, and the game continues.
Ooh, okay, so that's good. So seat 12 is confirmed. That's super good.
All right, and obviously you're not going to do anything tonight.
Nope, I don't do anything.
So you wake up. We're just going to do a speedy day of just a few highlights, because we wanted to try to do a shorter episode, about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're coming up on that. So I'm going to tell you, seat 3 once again insists they're the ogre.
Okay.
Seat 1 confirms that they are the Shigenja, pointing in seat 12's direction, so they really want to kill seat 11. They trust
them,
you completely.
I've got them marked as the drunk.
What? You think that the storyteller would drunk the Shigenja sitting next to the summoner?
Yes, I do. Yes, I definitely have them marked as the drunk.
Why would a storyteller do such a thing?
Because otherwise, the game would end on day 2.
Your drunk is floating as a storyteller. Pro tip, like, you don't need to put your drunk in the character in the bag as the drunk unless it's the few instances you have to, like choir boy, huntsman, balloonist. Use your drunk to make the game fun.
Yeah.
Like, there's information that's going to be really bad for one of the two teams, you can just drunk it.
What I would say is have a plan for what's going to be drunk when it goes into the bag, but be flexible about what you're going to do with that. Especially if you have newer players in the game, if you're, you know, on game 3 and the same person's pulled the token you plan to drunk multiple times in the same night, things like that. Like, there's a lot of best practices reasons why you might just float the drunk to somebody
else. And seat 3 tells you that because the Shigenja is pointing away from you, they feel good telling you that they think that they're on the good team because they picked seat 8, and seat 8... had the good social read on 12, and C12 was then klutz picked.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
I'll tell you that seat 7 says that no minions nominated yesterday.
Seat 7 says no minions nominated yesterday. Ooh, exciting.
Yep. There's a push to execute seat 10, who's accused of possibly being a demon. Seat 10 is executed and dies.
Interesting. That's from the Shigenja information, yeah.
What do you want to do here? I've given you a decent amount of information.
There's three different plans that spring to mind here, and they're all very different.
So let's go through each of them.
plan number one is I'm actually quite strongly confirmed by the Shigenja information myself.
Mm-hmm.
This might be one of the rare instances where I would pick myself to become the demon. But
bold.
But because Lil Monsta is on this script, I probably instead would pick someone else and then try to get the team to put Lil Monsta on me. In other situations where there's no Lil Monsta on the script, I might do more. I don't know if C4 is actually the soldier, but if C4 is actually the soldier, we either need to get them executed or I could potentially create a vigor mortis to kill the minion in seat 5 and potentially poison the...
Oh, that won't work.
Oh, that's right, because vigor poison doesn't work. So that's no good, right? So it's because they're safe from the soldier, safe from the demon, so that doesn't work.
Yeah, there's no way. The only thing on this script that can kill a soldier on the evil team is the harpy.
Yep, so there you go. So there's literally nothing I can do about that, so there's no point in worrying about it. So probably the best thing is to make Lil Monsta and turn seat 8 into a minion. Seat 3 is always going to support seat 8 regardless of what the game looks like, because seat 3 is the ogre who has selected seat 8. I put seat 8 there. I should have put seat 3. So making seat 8 into the Lil Monsta will likely turn seat 8 into a minion. That would give us probably a harpy at this point. And then add the Lil Monsta token into play. Now they would have to hold it for today, but I know that there's 4 people who aren't going to vote on seat 8. So it would take a pretty substantial concerted effort by the good team to get seat 8 killed today. And then we can move the baby to whoever is the least suspicious.
All right. So sounds like a plan.
That's what I would do. So I would pick seat 8, and I would say Lil Monsta. So I'm actually going to just mark seat 8 as the harpy and put is the demon Lil Monsta token on them.
I'm going to tell you that's exactly what happens. They are now the harpy. They're on your team. You learned that they were the king.
They were the king. Great.
And they said that they told you that they knew seat 12 to be the soldier and seat 4 to be the foreteller.
Okay, cool. Well, we don't have kill control, but that's fine because we've got a little monster that we can move around depending on where the fortune teller hits.
Yep.
So
you're sort of using the ogre, you're summoning into the ogre to sort of try to get the ogre wrongly on your side.
Yeah, right, so the ogre...
How dare you abuse the friendship of an ogre?
So the ogre has, for better or worse, told me their pick. And that means that at least for a portion of this game, I can count on the ogre to not want that player to die, which means, yes, I can abuse the friendship of an ogre. I can also still abuse the Shugenja drunkenness that I've detected by potentially letting the Lil Monsta get moved to me. So we've got two really safe kind of places. The ogre also trusts me because of the Shugenja information. The Shugenja trusts me because of the Shugenja information. So it's kind of one of those things where it's just the safest two places to put the demon right now. And in the long run, I think these are good choices. Seat 3 is always going to push on me over seat 8. So if I, you know, if we end up with me, seat 3, and seat 8 alive at the end, that's fine. The storyteller might kill me off at some point. I look trusted, so that's okay. They might kill off seat 5. You know, they're a baron. That's probably okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as for you ogres out there, let this be a potential lesson of why you may want to hide your friend, even from players you think might be good. Because stuff like the summoner can turn your friend against you. And then you're just a sad ogre without a best friend.
No donkey.
I'm going to tell you that there's also a choir boy in play. So Seed Aid was very confirmed as the king.
That's
but that
great.
Choir boy is probably going to have to be an evil frame because they are sitting in seat 11.
Yep.
So that makes that a little weaker. But yeah, I think this is a pretty solid example of like how you can abuse the ogre, even if they're good on the evil team.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of strong stuff you can do when you get that information about the ogre, and think about how you're using it, even if they didn't pick an evil player.
Yeah. All right, then. So, like I said, we wanted to do a relatively short episode, so we're going to head to the potion shop.
All right. Hey, we got one. We got one done. We'll get another one in the bag real soon. And yeah, it's going to be picking back up. We're also going to start releasing the Grim Scenarios stream YouTube recorded games soon. Those will be picking up. We've got enough of a backlog now that we can start releasing our games on YouTube, which we're all very excited about.
Mm-hmm. We'll, of course, both be in Las Vegas for Vegas Clock Tower Con. We're excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, VegasClockTowerCon.com. You can go buy tickets there. It'll be great. Yeah.
Another live show.
And, of course, you can check out our Grim Scenarios Clock Tower streams on Twitch every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern United States and Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern United States.
Until next time, everybody, may your scenarios remain grim. We'll see you.